Oh, Jesus, you are here. We look to you. You are the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们敬拜你。
Into your presence we come.
主啊，我们要进入你的同在里。
Not by any works we have done.
不是我们自己做了什么。
But by grace and grace alone.
乃是你的恩典。
Into your presence we come.
主啊，我们要进入你的同在里。
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。我爱你，爱你，我爱耶稣。We worship you, Lord.
我们敬拜你。
We worship
you. 哦，主，我们敬拜你。
Let us all worship him.
哦，我们一起来敬拜主。
We worship
you. 哈利路亚，主啊，我们敬拜你。
We worship
you. 哈利路亚，赞美主。
阿爸，沙拉巴拉。
哦，主耶稣，我们敬拜你。赞美你。
We lift our hands to worship you.
哦，可以把手举起来，我们就是这样把敬拜、爱戴归给主。哈利路亚。
We surrender ourselves to you.
主啊，我们在你面前完全的降服。哈利路亚。
We offer our lives to you.
主啊，把自己献给你。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，来。
Fill our mouth with praise.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们赞美你。Hallelujah, 耶稣，赞美你。
Hallelujah,
赞美耶稣，赞美你。
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, 荣耀归给主。Hallelujah, 赞美主，耶稣，赞美你。Hallelujah,
Jesus, you are the King. Hallelujah,
主啊，你是王。Hallelujah.赞美你哦，你是大君王，赞美你。哈利路亚，哦 Jesus， 赞美你。
Lift our hands to you，
主啊，我们把手向你举起。
In full surrender，
主啊，完全的降服给你。
Oh Jesus， we love you。
Oh Jesus， 耶稣，我们爱你。Hallelujah.
You said, in your presence is fullness of joy.
Oh, 主你的话说，在你面前有满足的喜乐。Hallelujah.
We enter into your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
Oh, 当称谢进入你的门，当赞美进入你的院，赞美你。
Fill our hearts with thankfulness.
Oh, 主啊，今天用那个感恩的心充满我们里面。
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 赞美你。
Lamb of God.
Oh, 神的羔羊。赞美你。Hallelujah.
Let us see you, Jesus.
主啊，我们要看见你。
Open our eyes.
主啊，开我们的眼。
Let me behold you.
我们要看见你，主啊。
In plain view.
哦，那么清楚的看见你。
You're the mighty conqueror.
哦，你是那个伟大的得胜者。
Since you rent the veil in two.
哦，你将那个幔子从中到下裂为两半。Hallelujah.
Jesus.
哦，赞美你。
We see you, Jesus.
哦，我们要看见你。
You're sitting on the throne.
哦，我们看见你高高坐在宝座上。
We ask you to take the throne of our hearts.
主啊，在我们心里面，来坐在我们里面。
We want to crown you King of Kings.
哦，高你为万王之王。
We want you to be the King of our heart.
主啊，在我们里面做王。
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
荣耀归给主。
哦， glory to him.
荣耀归给主，哈利路亚。
Pour out your glory.
哦，主啊，把你的荣耀倾倒下来。
Pour out your glory on your people.
哦，临到你的百姓，主啊。哈利路亚。
We come running.
哦，主，我们快跑来奔向你。
We want to look into the tomb.
哦，主啊，我们这样子看见。
Oh, but it's empty.
哦，那个坟墓是空的。哈利路亚。
Where is he?
他在哪里呢？
Oh, and then we hear you call our name.
哦，我们听到你叫我们的名字。
It's like you called Mary.
就像你叫玛利亚。
And she saw you were alive.
哦，玛利亚看见主复活了。
Oh, Jesus, come and live within us.
哦，主啊，来住在我们的里面。哈利路亚。
Our heart is like an empty tomb.
主啊，我们的心就像那个空的坟墓。
Fill it with your glory.
哦，你来用你的荣耀充满它。
Fill it with your spirit.
哦，用你的灵来充满它。
You are all that we need.
主啊，我们一切所需的都在你里面。
You are all that we want.
主，我们，你是我们一切所要。
You satisfy.
主啊，唯有你能够满足我们。哈利路亚。主啊，让我们定睛在你身上。
Let us look full in your beautiful face.
哦，定睛在主身上。
We pray for your glory, Lord.
主啊，为着你的荣耀，我们这样子祷告。
Be in every room.
主啊，现在就充满每一个客室。
There's no distance with you.
哦，在你没有距离的问题。
We can all be united together.
我们可以在你的里面那样子的联合在一起。
You have made it possible.
哦，主啊，是你这样子为我们成就的。
This is your doings.
主啊，这是你做的。
That we could worship you together.
让我们能够一起来，在一起来敬拜你。
We could all bow down.
我们一起在你面前俯伏。
And adore you.
来敬拜你。
Thank you, Lord.
赞美主，哈利路亚。哦，耶稣，赞美你。
Oh, the joy.
哈利路亚，哦，喜乐潮。哦，哈利路亚。赞美你
Glory. Take your liberty.
哦，在主里面有自由。哈利路亚。哦，赞美你。哈利路亚。
Glory, glory, glory.
赞美你，荣耀，荣耀。哦，Jesus, 哈利路亚。
This is a day of miracles.
哦，这是一个神迹的一天。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣复活了。
He's not dead.
他没有在死亡的里面。
He's risen.
哦，他复活了。哈利路亚。
He lives within my heart.
他住在我的里面，他活在我的里面。
He lives within your heart.
他活在你的里面。
Hallelujah. Why don't you raise your hands?
哦，把手举起来。哈利路亚！哦，我们一起来敬拜他。
When you raise your hands, it's a sign you surrender.
哦，特别当我把手举起来，好像我们对主降服。
You surrender.
哦，我们降服。
You just say, "Here I am, Jesus."
主啊，我在这里。
Fill me.
哦，医治我。
Fill me with your glory.
哦，充满我，用你的荣耀充满我。
Fill me with your resurrection.
哦，用你那个复活的大能充满我。Come and sing a lante, yoga lante, yoga lante, yoga lante, yoga lante. Hallelujah.
Give yourself to you.
主啊，把我们自己全然的交给你。
Take over.
主啊，你完全拿去。Hallelujah.
Trust you to do a mighty work.
主啊，我们完全的信靠你，你要在我们身上做大事。
You are the mighty God.
哦，你是伟大的神，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
哦，耶稣赞美你，哈利路亚。哦，赞美主，哈利路亚。
Yes, it was a sad day when they saw Jesus hung on the cross.
当他们看见耶稣被挂在十字架上，是一个很凄凉的光景。
But on the first day of the week,
可是七日的第一日,
their sorrow was turned into joy.
Oh, 他们的愁苦变成喜乐。
He wants to turn our sorrow into joy.
他今天也要在这里做，把我们的愁苦变成喜乐。
Praising the Lord, bring glory.
当我们赞美主的时候，带下这么大的喜乐。
It is our privilege to praise Him.
哦，是我们的特权，我们要来赞美他。
And as we praise him, he pours in his life.
哦，当我们赞美他，他把他的生命就这样倾倒在我们的里面。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He is risen indeed.
哦，他真的复活了。Hallelujah!
Amen.
赞美主。
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
主活在我心，
主活在我心，啊，儿真心要救恩基督，活在我心。哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
赞美你。
Christ lives in every one of us。
哦，主活在每一位的里面。
All we have to do is believe.
我们所要做的就是相信。
Telling Jesus, I believe.
告诉耶稣，主啊，我相信。
I believe you live in me.
主啊，我相信你就活在我里面。
You're not in the grave.
你不在坟墓里。
You're in me.
主啊，你在我里面。
And I let you live out your life within me.
哦，主，我愿意你在我里面活出来。
And all things have your way.
主啊，在凡事上，哦，凭你意行。哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
Oh, people try so hard to live the Christian life.
哦，我们多少的时候，基督徒那么的辛苦，要做一个基督徒。
But you know what? Jesus wants to live that life in us.
你知道吗？耶稣多么愿意在我们里面活出他自己的生命。
He wants to take over.
哦，他要在里面来掌权。
We are living in the last days of time.
我们今天是在一个末世的时候了。
God is doing a quick work.
哦，神在做一个快速的工作。
He wants to fill us with himself.
他要用他自己来充满在我们的里面。
Jesus paid the full price.
耶稣花了那么大的代价。
That we might be filled with his spirit.
所以我们每一位都可以被他的灵来充满。
That we may walk in the light as he is in the light.
我们可以像他一样行在光中。
And we may have fellowship one with another.
而且我们可以彼此相交。
Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, 赞美主。
There's a song that came to me.
有一首歌。
Oh, behold, the man of sorrows.
Oh, 看这位饱受患难的人子。
Behold him in plain view.
Oh, 这样子毫无遮盖的清楚的看见他。
He is the mighty conqueror.
他是那个伟大的得胜者。
Since he rent the veil in two.
他把那个幔子裂为两半。
We want to behold him.
哦，我们要这样子来仰望他。
Look full in his wonderful face.
那样子的定睛来看他。
And the things of the earth will grow dim.
世界上的事就会变成那么的不重要了。
In the brightness of his face.
哦，在他的荣光里，世界上的事就那么的不重要了。
When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming walking along the seashore.
当施洗约翰看见耶稣走过来。
In John 1:19, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
约翰福音一章十九节，施洗约翰说：“看哪、啊，神的羔羊。
”Behold，
看哪、
啊、，Look，
看哪、
啊、，The Lamb of God，
神的羔羊。
Let's turn to Isaiah 53.
我们一起翻到以赛亚书五十三章。以赛亚书五十三章。
I'm glad you have your Bibles with you.
很高兴看到弟兄姊妹都带着圣经。
These are the God's love letter to us.
这是神写给我们一个爱的信。
Today on Good Friday, we read these words.
昨天是受难日，我们读的这些经文。
Let's start with verse 3.
以赛亚书五十三章从第三节开始。
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。
We hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
他诚然担当了我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
The chastisement for our peace was upon him.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And by his stripes we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We've turned everyone to his own way.
耶和华使我们个人偏行己路。
And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。
He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
This is a picture of the Lamb of God.
这个是神的羔羊的一个图画。
He was led to the slaughter.
他像羊羔被宰到，被牵到宰杀之地。
This Isaiah prophesied hundreds of years before this happened.
在事情发生之前的几百年前，以赛亚就预言到。
And how did he know what would happen?
以赛亚怎么知道会这样子发生呢？
We remember that all scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
因为神的话告诉我们，圣经都是神所默示的，都是被他的灵感动的，写出来。
One of the greatest teachers I ever met was Gordon Gardner.
有一位很好的老师，他是贾德纳牧师。
He wrote the book of Martha Wing Robinson's life story.
他就是那位写罗密森师母传记的荣耀光辉的那一位作者。
When he taught from the book of Isaiah,
当他教导以赛亚书的时候，
he often called it the fifth gospel.
他常常说以赛亚书就是第五本福音书。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Isaiah.
马太、马可、路加、约翰，然后以赛亚书。
Because a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ in Isaiah.
因为以赛亚书里面写到太多有关耶稣的事。
Isaiah had a revelation of the Lord Jesus.
以赛亚里面有很多对耶稣的启示。
He saw him high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
他看见主高高的坐在宝座上。
That's what we need.
我们也需要一样的看见。
A revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那样子的看见主。
And then he was able to write these words that he, it describes Calvary.
然后他就写下这些话、描述在加略山上的情景。
It's a picture of the crucifixion.
描写在、十字架上的情形。
I often wonder how the Jewish people can read Isaiah 53 and not believe in the Lord Jesus.
我有时候在想，犹太人他们怎么可能读以赛亚书53章，而没有觉得耶稣就是那位弥赛亚。
Now, not only does Isaiah speak about the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus.
以赛亚不仅是讲到耶稣就是那位神的羔羊。
But in verse 6, he talks about us being sheep.
在第六节这里，他也讲到我们就像羊走迷一样。
We're the sheep that have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
We naturally turn to our own way.
天然的，我们个人就是喜欢偏行自己的路。
We are rebellious sheep.
我们是那个不顺服的羊。
We want our own way.
我们要自己的路，要走自己的路。
You don't have to teach little children this.
甚至小孩子你都不需要教他。
They naturally want their own way.
天然的，他们就是要走自己的路。
They're so sweet and innocent when they're born.
当他们出生的时候，那么的无辜，那么的可爱。
But pretty soon, their nature starts to come out and show itself.
可是很快的，你就看到那个本性就显出来了。
They learn quickly to say no.
哦，他们那么容易就学会了说不。
And if we don't train them,
如果我们不这样子的教导他们
that they can't always have their own way,
我们需要教导他们不能一直要有自己的自己的意见。
They become very miserable.
然后他们的以下的路会很难。
Always insisting on their own way.
然后一直坚持要走自己的路，自己的意见。
And demanding attention.
然后要求要给他所有的注意力。
And if God doesn't get a hold of them at a young age,
我们需要在孩子小的时候让神那样子的得着他们。
They live that way all their life.
否则他们一生就活在这样子的一个偏行己路的光景里。
And we have done that too.
我们也是这样子。
Even if we had good training, our natural self wants its own way.
即便我们曾经领受了好的教导或训练，我们的天然的人还是喜欢偏行己路。
This is because of sin.
因为罪的关系。
Our pride.
我们的骄傲。
Our self-love.
我们那么的自爱。
Our self-worship.
哦，这样子崇拜自己。
Insisting our way is the best way.
坚持我们自己的路是最好的。
Even in the work of the Lord, we find ministers often strong in their own opinions.
甚至在服侍主的仆人里面，我们也发现啊，有的人在他们的主见很大。
Mrs. Robinson said, "Do you know what it means to come down?"
罗碧森师母曾经这样子讲过，你知道下来是什么意思吗
？You don't set your judgment on anything.
你不轻易的论断任何事物。
You leave all judgment to God.
把论断的事留给神。
But it's so easy for us to judge and to criticize and to find fault.
哦，对我们天然人那么容易论断、批评，而且找错误。
And so in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, there are many divisions.
所以在耶稣基督的教会里有很多分裂的情形。
Everyone turning to their own ways.
每一个人都偏行自己的路。
And the pride.
然后骄傲。
That enters into churches.
骄傲进到教会的里面。
Causes much distress.
哦，带给教会这么大的难处。
Broken fellowship.
我们之间的相交就破裂了。
Here is the remedy in verse 6.
在第六节这边我们有看到一个救法。
Are we like sheep have gone astray? We've turned everyone to our own way.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
But the Lord laid on him.The iniquity of us all.
但是耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Jesus bore our pride and our self-will to the cross.
耶稣把我们的骄傲，我们的那个自己的意识、自义，都带到十字架上了。
Even though he was oppressed and afflicted, he opened not his mouth.
他受压伤，但是他没有开口。
He was a lamb that was slain.
他是那个被杀的羔羊。
And as a sheep is silent, he opened not his mouth.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 27,
我们现在再翻到马太福音27章。
You will find the fulfillment of this prophecy.
你就看到以赛亚在这边所预言的这样实现出来了。在马太27章。
Matthew 27 verse 12.
27章12节。
And while Jesus was being accused by the chief priest and the elders, he answered nothing.
当耶稣被祭司长和长老控告的时候，他什么都不回答。
Then the governor Pilate said to him, "Have you heard how many things they say or testify against you?"
比拉多对他说，他们做见证告你这么多的事，你没有听见吗？
But he answered him not one word.
耶稣能不回答，连一句话也不说。
So that the governor marveled greatly.
以致巡抚甚觉稀奇。
This is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy.
这就是应验了以赛亚在53章6节7节那边所讲的。
God wants to have control of our mouth.
神那么愿意来管制我们的口舌。
He wants to conquer.
他要来征服。
He wants us to follow the lamb.
他要我们效法羔羊。
The lamb is a picture of meekness.
这位神的羔羊就是柔和谦卑的一个榜样。
And they used the lamb for the sacrifice, so it spoke of death.
他们用羊羔来做献祭的物，代表死。
Jesus was our spotless lamb.
耶稣是那个无玷污的神的羔羊。
And he told us in Matthew 11:28 that he was meek and lowly in heart.
在马太福音11章28节，耶稣亲自告诉我们，他是柔和谦卑。
Here he proves it.
他在这里，他就这样子活出来。
He answered nothing.
他一句也不说。
Yesterday I was remembering a good friend of mine many years ago.
昨天我有分享到我一个朋友的事情。
She was one of my best friends.
我的一个最好的朋友。
And she was a married lady.
她结婚了。
And she had a little child.
她有一个小孩。
But you know, in married life, sometimes there are differences of opinion.
你知道，在婚姻生活里面，常常有不同意见的时候。
Those of you students who are married, you understand that perfectly well.
在这边，如果你已经结婚了，你知道我在讲什么。
We all want to go our own way.
我们自己都愿意坚持我们自己的意见。
We think our decision is best.
我们觉得我们做的决定都是最好的。
What we have to say is more important.
可是我们要说比较重要的。
And even if you are a woman in the ministry,
如果你是在服事里面，是一个姊妹。
If we fulfill in God's plan for us,
如果我们让神的旨意在我们身上活出来，
we need to learn to humble ourselves.
我们需要学习谦卑下来。
We need to honor our husband as the head of our home.
我们需要学习敬重我们的丈夫，知道他是一家之主。
Even though God may reveal many truths to us as a minister,
神可以向我们启示许多的真理，如果我们是一个服事主的人。
He has still called the man to be the leader.
他还是愿意弟兄们在家里是做主的。
We have many women in our JMI ministry. When we had our conference in Taiwan last October, we had a day when we honored the men.
有一天我们分别出来，就是在那边尊荣弟兄们，敬重他们。
When God calls a woman to minister,
当神呼召姊妹们出来服事的时候，
she must always honor her husband.
这位姊妹一定要学习一直敬重他的弟兄。
It takes much humility on the part of the man to submit to God.
因为当姊妹服事的时候，弟兄们需要神从那边，从神那里得到很大的谦卑下来的力量来服从。
You know, in the Bible, in the book of Judges, it talks about Deborah being such a mighty woman of God.
在士师记我们看到底波拉，神兴起她来做一个士师。
And you just only hear one word about her husband.
你没有听到她的弟兄讲什么话。
His name was Labadoff.
她的弟兄有一个名字。
You just call him Deborah's husband.
底波拉的丈夫。
That's all the scripture says about him.
圣经所提到他的就是这么一句。
The husband of Deborah.
他是底波拉的丈夫。
But that's what I like to call Mr. Lee, Pastor Lai's husband.
所以我这样子的称呼赖牧师的弟兄李长老。
He has been such an example of humility.
他是一个谦卑的榜样。
He does everything he can to help Pastor Lai.
他真的是尽他所有可能的来帮助赖牧师。
He takes very good care of her.
他那样子的照顾赖牧师。
And I have, my husband Jim is like that too.
我的弟兄也是这样子。
It takes much humility for a man to follow the strong minister wife.
对于这样子的弟兄，当他们的姊妹被神呼召出来做服事的时候，他们的弟兄需要神给他们特别谦卑的恩典。
But in our conference in Taiwan, in that one meeting among ministers,
在台湾的特会里有一个特会的时候，
The Lord impressed on our hearts how we need to all submit to one another.
主那样子的让我们看见我们需要敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
If God has called us to be a leader,
如果神呼召我们出来做一个带领的人，
we must always honor one another.
我们需要学习彼此顺服，彼此尊重。
When it comes to honor, we prefer one another.
我们需要看别人比自己强。
Now that takes the humility of the Holy Ghost in us.
那需要圣灵所赐下的谦卑在我们的里面才能够这样子的活出来。
If we feel superior to our spouse,
如果我们觉得我们比我们的另一半还要强，
we're on dangerous ground.
我们实在是处在一个非常危险的光景里。
God is not pleased.
神非常的不喜悦。
If we feel superior to anyone,
如果我们觉得我们比任何人要强，
we are playing into the hands of the devil.
我们实在是落在那个魔鬼的手中的。
All of this pride and iniquity the Lord laid on Jesus.
神把我们众人的罪孽都归在耶稣的身上。
He came as that Lamb of God.
他来了就是要成为那个羔羊。
He was obedient to death.
他存心顺服以至于死。
I was telling you about this friend of mine many years ago, a very good friend.
我现在告诉你我这位好朋友的事情。
And she was married to a strong leader in the church.
他的弟兄在教会里是一个带领的人。
And that's the way it is with most of us. We are very strong personalities.
也是一个个性很强的人，我们当中很多人都是这样子。
And they had had a disagreement.
当他们不同意的时候。
And he went off to work.
他去上班。
And she dressed the baby and went out to take the baby for a walk.
然后她带着小婴孩出去散步。
And during that walk, she talked to Jesus.
在散步的时候，她对耶稣说。
And she said, Lord, by your grace,
主啊，靠着你的恩典，
I will never talk back.
主啊，靠着你的恩典，我绝对不会再顶嘴或回话回嘴。
Help me never to answer back.
主啊，求你帮助我不回嘴。
Well, that's very hard when somebody points out our mistakes.
那个是非常不容易的，特别是当人指出我们的错误的时候。
Somebody complains we didn't do right.
或者他埋怨我们这个做的不对，那个做的不对的时候。
They didn't like the food we put on the table.
或者他埋怨我们所煮的菜不好。
Our natural reaction is we want to explain ourselves.
我们天然的反应就是很想要解释。
We want to say something.
我们想要至少说两句话吧。
But this friend of mine,took that verse that Jesus answered nothing.
可是我这位好朋友他读到这句话耶稣仍不回答连一句话也不说他听进去了。
So she made a covenant with the Lord Jesus.
所以他这样子跟神立了约。
And she said, by your grace and by your spirit,
主啊靠着你的恩典还有你的灵。
I make a vow never to talk back.
主啊，我在你面前立下这样子的誓言，我绝不回嘴。
I hadn't seen her for quite some time, but whenever
我有好一阵子
，whenever I was with her,
我跟她在一起的时候
，I saw that she actually did this.
我看到她真的是这样子活出来。
She didn't answer back.
她从来不回嘴。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事情吗
?They had a very beautiful marriage.
他们的婚姻那么的美好。
They grew close to each other in great love.
哦他们真的是彼此那样子的相爱着。
And Jesus was exalted in their lives.
在他们的生命里耶稣那样子的被高举。
And we could see Jesus living out his life.
我们可以看出在他们身上活出的耶稣。
That is such a beautiful example for us.
那是一个多么美好的榜样。
So when I got married, I realized the Lord had let me see that in someone's life.
当我自己结婚了，我就发现，主借着他们让我看到。
I'm the type of person that always wants to please.
我的个性是很想要讨好人。
And sometimes I don't please my husband.
可是有的时候我所做的我的弟兄并不喜悦。
So I try to explain myself.
所以我就想要解释。
But I remember the story.
可是我想到这个朋友的故事。
Of my friend.
我想到他
Not answering that.
想到他怎么样的不回嘴。
And I said, oh, Jesus, help me.
我说主啊求你帮助我。
But Jesus may be speaking to my heart to do something and my husband says no.
特别当主在我里面让我很清楚要我做一些事的时候可是我的弟兄说不。
And help me to just be still.
主啊当我的弟兄不认可的时候你帮助我就是安静下来。
He has helped me.
所以主就是这样子来帮助我。
And then an hour or two goes by, or maybe another day goes by.
好几次几个小时以后或者是隔天。
And my husband comes and says, yes, we're supposed to do that.
我的弟兄就到我面前跟我说呀、yeah, 我们就是这样做。
He said, I was working in the yard and the Lord spoke to me and we're to do that.
我在院子里工作的时候神对我说我们应该这样子做的。
So you see, you don't need to fight for God. He's big enough to take care of everything.
我们的主是大有能力的主。如果是他要你做的他就有办法。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the spirit of the Lamb of God.
那就是这个神的羔羊的灵。
He answered nothing.
他一句都不说。
He humbled himself.
他存心卑微。
Even though he was the Son of God.
虽然他是神的儿子。
And he, when he died, we're in chapter 27 of Matthew. Let's just look over to verse...
我们现在是还是在马太福音27章我们还要再读两节经文。
Verse 50, when he dies. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
第27章50节。Is verse 50?
Verse 50 of Matthew 27.
耶稣又大声喊叫气就断了。
Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn through.
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The earth quaked and the rocks were split.
地也震动，磐石也分裂。
And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints who fell asleep were raised.
坟墓也开了，已睡圣徒的身体都有起来的。
And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。
So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened,
百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事。
They feared greatly, saying, "Truly." This was the Son of God.
就极其害怕说这真是神的儿子了。
I'm especially looking at that veil in verse 51.
我们特别来注意51节这边讲到的幔子。
It was torn in two from top to bottom.
从上到下裂为两半。
Glory to God.
赞美主荣耀归给神。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
You know what that means?
你知道这什么意思吗?
Now we have access into the God's presence.
现在我们可以那样子的直接进入神的同在里。
The very moment that Jesus spoke, gave his last breath and died.
就在那一刻，耶稣气断的那一刻。
Immediately.
就在那一刻。
The veil was broken.
哦，这个幔子从上到下裂为两半。
It was torn from top to bottom.
从上到下裂为两半。
Now you know in the Old Testament that that veil separated people, all people except the high priest once a year, from going into the Holy of Holies.
在旧约很清楚让我们看见殿里的幔子、就是只有大祭司一年一次进去。
Sin could not enter the presence of God.
罪不能进到神的同在里。
And if the high priest had not killed so many little lambs and dipped and sprinkled with the blood,
大祭司必须要用那个牲畜的血弹在这个圣所。
There was a danger that he would die in the presence of God.
如果没有这个血的遮盖，他有可能就死在圣所里面。
No one had access to God.
没有人能够进到神的同在里。
Except the high priest.
只有大祭司。
At one time of the year.
一年一次。
When he went to make atonement for the sin of the people.
当他进去为百姓赎罪。
But as Jesus hung on the cross as our great high priest,
当耶稣被挂在十字架上，他是我们的大祭司。
He hung there as the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊，被挂在那里。
Without any spot or blemish.
把所有的污秽、不完全。
Bearing our sin.
带着我们的罪。
Unto death.
带到死的里面。
Immediately,
马上，忽然
，the curtain, the veil was rent into.
殿里的幔子裂开了。
And there was an earthquake, and the rocks were broken up.
地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
It was that great moment when we were ushered into the presence of God Almighty.
就在那一刻，我们被允许能够这样子的进到神的同在里。
We come boldly unto that throne of grace.
我们可以坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。
We obtain mercy.
我要蒙恩惠。
No matter how full of pride we are.
不管我们带着多么大的骄傲。
No matter how full of self we are.
不管我们多么的充满着自己。
Jesus bore it for us.
耶稣为我们担当了一切。
And as we studied last week, he paid that great price and he cried out, "It's finished."
我们上礼拜看到耶稣是付了这么大的代价，他在十字架上说成了。
He finished the work that God sent him to do.
他成全了神要他做的。
And now he ever lives at the right hand of the Father.
他现在坐在父的右边，永远活着。
Making intercession for us.
常远活着，为我们祈求。
And after the resurrection,
主复活以后，
he told the disciples that the Holy Spirit was going to be poured out upon them.
他告诉他的门徒神要降下所应许的圣灵来。
He could boldly say to the Father, "I paid the price."
他可以那样子的跟父神说，我付了代价了。
All who come to me, I have cleansed in my precious blood.
凡来到我面前的，我的血都遮盖了他们。
You promised, Father, that you would pour out your Spirit on all flesh.
父啊，你应许要把灵充满凡有血气的。
And the Father agreed.
父说是的。
And God our Father poured out the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
所以在五旬节那天，父神把圣灵充满下来。
He filled the disciples with the same Spirit that possessed Jesus Christ.
那个充满耶稣基督的灵在五旬节那天也充满在门徒们的里面。
A spirit that would be like Christ.
那个能够使我们像耶稣的灵。
So much so that people started calling them Christian.
所以人这些门徒后来就被称为基督徒。
They were Christ-like.
因为他们像基督。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we can all be partakers of His Holy Spirit.
我们都一起，我们都可以来领受这个圣灵。
We can partake of His humility.
我们可以领受耶稣的谦卑。
All we need to do is humble ourselves.
我们所要做的就是谦卑下来。
Come down at His feet.
下到他的脚前。
Like Mary did.
像玛利亚所做的。
Mary bowed low at his feet.
玛利亚下到耶稣的脚前。
And she washed his feet with her tears.
她用眼泪洗耶稣的脚。
And she dried it with her own hair.
她用她的头发去擦。
That was just before Jesus went to the cross.
就是在耶稣上十字架之前。
And we know the night before he went to the cross.
在他去十字架之前。
He took a basin of water and he washed the disciples' feet.
主耶稣在楼上的时候，在他自己拿了一个水盆，洗每一个门徒的脚。
That was the place of a slave, a servant.
那个是奴隶所做的工作。
Jesus wanted to give them the last lesson.
主要教导他们最后的一个功课。
He said, "You see what I'm doing?"
主说你看你们看到我所做的吗
You call me Lord and Master, and that's true, I am.
你们称呼我主我是。
I have washed your feet.
我是你们的主我尚且洗你们的脚。
You ought to wash one another's feet.
你们也当彼此洗脚。
I remember in one of our conferences in Dallas,
我记得在达勒斯有一个特会。
In the beginning days of JMI,
在早期的时候
，Pastor Chow said to me, Martha,
周牧师跟我说
，I want you to teach on humility from Andrew Murray's book.
我希望你从沃恩德烈的《谦卑》这本书啊，教导谦卑。
You're to teach for 3 days.
你有三天的时间。
Okay.
我说好。
Well, on the second day, Pastor came to me and said, Martha,
第二天周牧师跟我说
I feel the Lord wants another speaker to speak tomorrow, the third day.
我觉得主好像要另外一个人在第三天有分享。
Can you wrap up your lesson today?
你可不可以把三天的课程变成两天呢
I said, okay.
我说好的。
And then I turned to the Lord and I said, how do I wrap up the lesson today? Just one more session.
主啊，我怎么样能够把三天的课程说成两天呢？
And then the Lord showed me how he wrapped it up.
然后主就看让我看见他怎么样做的。
Before he went to the cross,
在他上十字架之前
he gave the last lesson by washing their feet.
他给他们最后一个谦卑的功课就是亲自洗他们的脚。
So I asked,
那时我有两个人帮我翻译。
There were three of us ladies ministering.
我们有三位姊妹一起服侍。
I went to those two and I asked, would you allow me to wash your feet in class this afternoon?
我问他们今天下午在课上的时候我可不可以洗你们的脚。
They say they had to pray about it.
他们说我们需要祷告看看。
But by noon, Pastor Lai said to me, Yes, Martha, the Lord said to me, yes.
中午的时候赖牧师跟我说可以的。
The other lady said, no, no, I don't want that.
另外一位姊妹说哦我不要。
I thought, well, we have one example.
我们有一个榜样。
But then The other lady, before the meeting started, came to me and said, Yes, the Lord told me I should do it.
那个说不要的姊妹就在聚会快要开始的时候她说主告诉她她应该接受。
We were staying in a hotel and our meeting was in the hotel.
那个时候我们是在一个旅馆里面我们聚会的地点也是在旅馆里面。
So I asked the hotel manager for a basin and towels and some pitcher of water.
我就要了一个盆子然后有水还有一个毛巾。
And I wanted to demonstrate what Jesus was teaching.
我想要做耶稣那时候教导门徒的。
And I knelt down to wash the one lady's feet.
我就跪下来洗一个姊妹的脚。
Oh, she began to cry and cry and cry, and I didn't know what was happening. I know the Lord said to me,How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. And she was one who preached the gospel.
那位姊妹是一位传福音的有一个经节临到我那些传福音的人的脚多么的美。
I didn't know that she always felt her feet were very ugly.
当我洗她脚的时候这个姊妹就一直的流泪。那我不知道这个姊妹一直觉得她的脚很丑。
Jesus called them beautiful.
可是耶稣说传福音人的脚多么的美。
Because those feet carry her to spread the gospel.
因为这些脚把福音带到各个地方。
My, she began to weep and to howl.
这位姊妹痛哭。
And God poured out a spirit on the whole classroom.
主就把他的灵倾倒下来。
And it was so wonderful.
太奇妙。
Jesus just came as we then felt we didn't want to leave any of the other ladies out, so we went around and washed the other ladies.
所以我们没有一个漏掉的，我们一个挨着一个洗她的脚。
And then I sat down and dear sister Chow came over to me where I was sitting, and she knelt down and she washed my feet.
最后我坐下来周师母亲自来帮我洗脚。
Hallelujah, Jesus came in such a great way.
主就这样临到我们每一位。
And the next day, Sister Chow had gone back to her room and she said to Pastor, Tomorrow you have to wash the men's feet. And he did.
然后周师母就对周牧师说，明天你应该也洗弟兄们的脚。
We don't do that in every meeting. It has to be by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们不是每一个聚会都是这样做，是主很清楚是这样子带领的。
Sometimes we make a mistake and we think because God poured out His Spirit there, we have to do the same pattern. But
有时候我们看见神的灵降在一种聚会的里面，我们就觉得我们也应该仿效，其实不是。
We don't have.We have to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们需要每次自己来顺从圣灵自己的引导。
But this is the way Jesus finished his ministry. He was wanting them to see that they needed to humble themselves.
耶稣是借着这样子来教导门徒，他们需要谦卑下来。
And sometimes that is not just washing someone's feet, but it'sIn showing respect to one another.
我们需要学习彼此来尊重。
Hallelujah. I did want to turn to Philippians.
现在我想要大家翻到腓立比书。
This is chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Paul's letter to the Philippians.
是保罗写给腓立比人的一封书信。
By the way, this scripture is the text in Andrew Murray's chapter of humility.
这个经节也是在穆安德烈的谦卑那本书里。
This Easter weekend, perhaps you could take your book of humility and read chapter 10.
这个复活节的主日你们可以拿谦卑这本书读第十章。
That'll be your homework.
这是我们的功课。
Andrew Murray is explaining to us that We also need to die to self.
穆安德烈在第十章里面很清楚地告诉我们，我们需要向己死。
Remembering that we were crucified with Christ.
记得我们是与基督一同钉死在十字架上的。
He tells us humility is the path to death.
他说谦卑就是通往。
Humility means giving up self.
谦卑乃是通向死的途径。谦卑意味着弃绝己。
When Jesus died,
当耶稣死的时候，
He gave the highest proof of having given up His will to the will of God.
他耶稣放弃自己的宏愿，而拣选神旨意的最高且完全的明证就是死。
You remember in the garden, He prayed, "Not my will, but Thine be done."
记不记得在客西马园里，耶稣这样子祷告：“主啊，
That's
不要照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思。”
That's where he humbled himself.
就在那里，耶稣他全然的卑微。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Here in our chapter of Philippians 2,
在腓立比书第二章。
Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship with the Spirit, if any affection and mercy.
一到十二节，我们现在念第一节。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
第二节我没有读完，使我的喜乐可以满足。现在是第三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
But each of you look not only on your own interests, but on the interests of others.
第四节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men.
第七节，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient.
第八节，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
To the point of death, even the death of the cross.
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
第九节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
He humbled himself, verse 8.
第八节，他存心自己卑微。
And became obedient to the point of death.
存心顺服以至于死。
Even the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
His humility led him to death.
是他的谦卑带他一路走到十字架上。
And that is the call he gives us. We read that Jesus said in chapter 9, deny self.
在路加福音第九章，耶稣说，
Pick up your cross to follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If any man will come after me, let him deny himself.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，否认自己。
Take up your cross and follow me.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Paul tells us in the epistles that he was crucified with Christ.
保罗在加拉太书那边说他已经与基督同钉十字架。
He said, I die daily.
在哥林多前书那边讲他说他是天天死。
How do we die daily?
我们怎么样天天死呢？
We choose his will.
我们选择他的道路，他的旨意。
It's obedience,
就是顺服主
that leads us to die to ourselves.
顺服主让我们向自己死。
Jesus prayed in the garden, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
耶稣在客西马尼园这样子祷告主啊，若是可能，请你将这杯撤去。
But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
但是他说，主啊，不要照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思。
That is his desire for everyone who follows him.
这也是主愿意每一位跟随他的人都能够这样子。
These are they that follow the Lamb.
这个是要跟随羔羊的日子。
Those who are willing to surrender.
我们愿意这样子降服在主的面前。
Hallelujah.Mrs. Robinson told us that crucifixion is the annihilation of the will.
罗宾森师母讲过这样子的话，钉死就是意志的全然绝灭。
And yielding of your life.
将生命完全的降服。
Oh, how wonderful it is to come into that resurrection life of the Lord.
我们能够那样子的进入主复活的生命。
But the path to resurrection is through the cross.
但是要进入那个复活的生命，先要经过死。
The giving up of self.
舍己。
Humbling ourselves.
谦卑下来。
And then there's an easy way.
有一个很容易的方法。
If we have friendship with Jesus,In the Holy Ghost.
如果我们在圣灵里面跟主有相交，
It'll make you so you don't want to have your own way.
跟主有这样子的一个友谊的时候，你真的不想要有你自己的意见，你自己的路。
That's a quote from Martha Robinson. Holy Ghost friendship will make you so you won't want to have your own way.
这也是罗宾森师母讲的另外一句话，和圣灵的友谊将使你变得不想照你自己的意思。
When the teaching is on waiting on God was taught to us,
然后我们在这边学到等候神。
I found the easiest way was to fall in love with Jesus.
我觉得等候神最容易的一条路就是爱上耶稣。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If we fall in love with Jesus,
如果我们爱上了耶稣,
we have such joy in his love.
我们在他的爱里有这样的一个喜乐。
All you need to do is say, Oh Jesus, I love you.
你只要说主啊,
and right
away, 我爱你。
He comes and manifests his presence to us.
主那样子的向我们启示他自己的同在。
It's so wonderful to be in fellowship with him.
与神相交是多么一个甜蜜的事，甜美美好的事。
You won't even want to have your own way.
你真的不想要有自己的意见，自己的意思，自己的路了。
I think sometimes when there's a fuss going on between husband and wife,
有的时候在夫妻之间有事情发生的时候，
or the wife is upset over some little thing,
或者是这个妻子因着一些小事不高兴。
The husband just takes her in his arms and holds her real tight.
如果这个时候这个做丈夫的能够把她抱在她的怀里。
Oh, there's such a release.
就通常问题就没有了。
There's such peace that comes.
他们之间就有那样子的一个平安。
And that's the way it is when we run to Jesus.
所以我们跟主也是有什么事情我们就奔向耶稣。
We find
你让我看见我自己好像你看见我一样。
And when he shows us, what we need to do is run to him.
当主答应这样子的祷告让我们看见自己真实的本相的时候我们所做的就是奔向耶稣。
That's not the time to give up.
那个时候不是你放弃的时候。
Not the time to quit and say it's too hard.
不是你说啊太难了。
That's the time to run to Jesus.
乃是你奔向耶稣。
Let him fold us in his arms.
让主把我们紧紧地抱在他的怀里。
Let us rest in his embrace.
让我们在他的怀里那样子的安息。
He will quiet us with his love, the scripture says.
他用他的爱量着到我们得安息。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wants to give us rest.
他何等愿意带我们进入他的安息。
Remember he said, come unto me and I will give you rest.
记不记得他说来凡劳苦当重担的都来我要给你们安息。
And in Hebrews chapter 4,
在希伯来书第四章
verse 9, there remains a rest for the people of God.
希伯来书四章第九节，在那里为神子民留下的安息。
Where we cease from our own work.
我们不再自己凭自己的努力。
Even as God ceased from his own work.
就像神停了他自己的工作。
Jesus wants us to realize he paid the price for our redemption.
耶稣要我们看见他为着我们的他要把我们赎回来恢复的是怎么大的代价。
He made the perfect sacrifice.
他是那个完美的祭物。
To cover all our sin.
来遮盖我们所有人的罪。
To deliver us from the world and the flesh and the devil.
要把我们完全这个世界这个仇敌还有我们自己面完全拯救出来。
This is such a glorious weekend.
这是一个何等荣耀的一个周末来纪念主的复活。
This is a marvelous time of the year.
这是一个一年最好的时候。
So when JMI asked what month would I like to teach, I chose April.
所以当人问我你要选在哪一个月来教导谦卑我说四月份。
Because the resurrection gives us hope.
因为四月份我们纪念复活节那复活主的复活带给我们盼望。
Hope of deliverance from our pride.
我们对于主完全把我们从己的里面拯救出来有那样子的一个盼望。
All you have to do is look at the cross.
我们所要做的就是看这个十字架。
And you see the humiliation Jesus went through.
你看到耶稣他为我们所受的一切。
You see how he humbled himself.
你看到他如何的降卑。
How he became obedient to the Father's will.
他自己卑微以至于死。而且全然的顺服父神的旨意。
And he did it for us.
他是为着你跟我。
That we may share in his victory.
让我们在他的得胜里有份。
That he may set us free.
他可以让我们得以自由。
He said, I came to set the captive free.
他说我来就是要让那个被捆绑被掳去的得以自由。
But we've been doing our homework and asking him to show us ourselves. We know that we need to be set free.
如果我们有做功课，我们有这样子祷告主啊，让我看见我的自己，好像你看见我一样。那个时候，我们多么需要主来拯救我们。
We need to look up and see the Lamb of God.
我们需要仰脸来看着神的羔羊。
We need to see him all victorious.
我们需要看见他是全能得胜的主。
giving us full access into God's presence.
我们可以这样子的进到神的同在里。
Giving us that wonderful rest that remains for the people of God.
有为神子民预备的一个安息，完全的安息。
A rest from our own struggle.
歇了自己的功。
Our own labor.
我们自己的劳苦。
When he paid it all.
他付的所有的代价。
When he offers all.
他把他自己全然的献上。
He offers to baptize us into the spirit of humility.
他要用这个谦卑的灵来为我们施浸。
When he fills us with his own Holy Spirit.
他以他自己的灵来充满我们。
It's a spirit of humility.
他自己那个谦卑的灵。
Now you know the Christian church and even Pentecost got wrapped up in speaking in tongues.
今天有很多五旬的教会是停留在说方言的层面上。
And people thought they were something special because they spoke in tongues and their neighbor didn't speak in tongues.
那人觉得自己有说方言，别人没说，就觉得自己很重要，很特别。
Speaking in tongues is simply the beginning.
说方言只是一个初初的开始。
Jesus wants to fill our whole being with his spirit.
Oh, 耶稣渴望我们全人被他的灵充满。
Yes, God chose to pour it out on our tongues because our tongues are so unruly.
是的，神选择先充满我们的舌头，因为我们的舌头是一个很不容易管制的。
He wanted to control our tongues.
他要我们的舌头能够受管制。
He wanted to be able to close our mouth.
他要能够随时的让我们嘴巴能够闭起来。
In the spirit of the Lamb of God.
在神羔羊的灵的里面。
He wanted to speak his words through us.
他愿意借着我们的口来说他的话。
Words of love and forgiveness.
来传讲他的话，他在爱，那个爱的话，原谅的话。
He touched Isaiah's lips.
他这样子碰着以赛亚的舌头
full of fire,
有那个火炭
He wants to touch our lips,
他也要这样子来碰我们的舌头
full of fire,
哦，那我们的舌头满了火
We settle for so little
我们常常得到一点就停了觉得够了
In the Christian church we are satisfied to speak in tongues
在很多耶稣的教会里面好像得到一点点方言就停在那里
maybe have some gift of interpretation
也许你得到了翻方言的恩赐
but Jesus wants to possess us fully
可是你知道吗耶稣愿意全然的充满我们
He wants us to have the mind of Christ the thoughts of Christ
他要我们有耶稣基督的心他的心思意念
He wants to walk through us.
他要借着我们行走。
He wants to love through us.
他要借着我们去爱。
He wants to live through us.
他要借着我们活出来。
By the power of his spirit.
来活出他的圣灵的大能。
Don't settle for a drop of water.
不要因为只得到一滴滴水就觉得满足了。
Jesus offered us rivers of living water.
哦，主要用那个哦泉源活水的泉源来充满我们。
This is why he gave us light.
那就是他给我们亮光。
This is why he paid such a high price.
哦，他就是这样子把他的生命倾倒给我们，他付了这么大的代价。
He planned to restore us to fellowship with the Father.
他要把我们完全的挽回能够跟父有一样子的美好的交通
to walk with God, to talk with God
能够与神一起来同行一起来谈话
to be possessed by God's Spirit
那样子完全被神的灵来充满
Oh, let us rise in faith
哦，那我们每一位在信心的里面我们要这样子的站起来
He's telling Jesus, I want all you purchased for me.
主啊，我要得到你所有要我得到的。
I want everything you have for me.
主啊，你所有为我付的代价，你要我得着的，我都要得着。
Bring me into that full victory.
带我进入那个完全的得胜里面。
Where it's no longer I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Living out his life in me.
主啊，在我里面活出你的自己来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister Ming, will you pray for us?
Hallelujah.
What about our
show? Oh, 可能是。
赞
美主，哈利路亚！
主
啊，你的话这么清楚地告诉我们，我们是你重价买赎回来的，你花了那么大的代价。赞美你，主啊，在我们身上成就你所要成就的。哦，主耶稣，你造人的目的就是要把你自己的荣耀跟美善来分享给我们。让我每一个人身上都能够活出你的爱，你的智慧，还有你的能力，彰显你的荣耀。主啊，我们赞美你。主，你要完全的得到我们在这里的每一个人，没有一个是漏掉的。主啊，全然的活出来，让我们在地上能够这样子荣耀你自己的名。哈利路亚。赞美主 Oh Jesus， 让我们能够像保罗讲的，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。 Oh 主啊，让我们的一言一行都能够荣耀你的名。赞美主，你来帮助我们，哈利路亚。 Oh 是给我每一位同学有一个鸽子眼，我们就是这样的仰望耶稣。赞美主，你所开始的善功你必要做成。哦，格拉修格巴谢，克鲁斯格拉特奥格巴谢，哈利路亚！主啊，你的话永远安定在天。主啊，今天你的话出来，你就必要成就你所要成就的。哦，绝不突然返回。主啊，你的话带给我们有活泼的盼望。赞美主，哈利路亚！你的话要在我每一个人身上。哦，主啊，要成就那个。让那个松树能够长出来代替荆棘，那个番石榴能够长出来代替棘藜，这一切要为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，是不能剪除的。赞美你，主啊，你在我们当中得着完全的荣耀。谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Lord, help us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free.
哦，主啊，帮助我们，基督叫我们自由，我们就要真自由了，让我们站稳了。
Don't let us settle for just a drop of your spirit.
主啊，不要因为得到了一点点啊，就满足了。
You said you want to give us water to swim in.
哦，主啊，你要给我们有，让我们能够在里面游泳。
Help us to launch out into the deep.
哦，那我们进入深处。
I pray for faith to be released on every student.
主啊，我现在为每一个同学祷告。主啊，你赐下你的信心。
Let faith rise in their hearts.
哦，里面那个信心起来。
That you have told us all power has been given to you in heaven and earth.
主啊，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给你了。
You want us to walk out in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free.
Oh, 在基督已经释放我们了，我们要在这样子一个自由里面。
Oh, Jesus, we present ourselves to you today.
主啊，今天我们把自己就这样交给你。
We surrender our wills to you.
我们把我们的意志降服在你里面。
We ask you to open our eyes.
主啊，开我们的眼。
Let us see you.
让我们能够看见你
，The mighty conqueror，
哦，伟大的得胜者
，That you are able to conquer us，
哦，你能够战胜我这个老自己，哈利路亚
，You're able to subdue all things unto yourself，
你能够叫万事降服在你的面前
，Break the power of pride in our lives，
哦，主啊，我们那个骄傲的权势，你为我们打破。
Make us to fall in love with the humble Jesus.
哦，带我们进入跟你的爱情。
Let us wait before him.
主啊，让我们等候在你的面前。
That he may change us.
主啊，改变我们。
From glory to glory.
荣上加荣的改变我们。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
On this resurrection weekend.
在我们纪念复活节的时候。
That we realize the time is short.
主啊，求你让我们看见时候真的是不多了。
You want to do a quick work.
你要做快速的工作。
No matter how young we are as a Christian.
不管我们在主的年日有。
All you ask for is a complete surrender.
你要的是完全的降服。
Help us to surrender all.
主啊，帮助我们完全。
Ask way beyond our own faith that you will make this real.
主啊，使这个成为真实。
That our prayer will be, thy will be done, not my will.
我们祷告就是主啊，你的旨意成就，不是我的。
I give myself utterly to you, Jesus.
主，我把我自己全然的奉献给你。哦，让你的心能够量得到满足。
That the price you paid,
主啊，你付了那么大的代价
，is rewarded.
哦，能够看到你劳苦的功效。
And you see many sons and daughters following after the Lamb of God.
哦，你看到众子这样子跟随羔羊的脚步。
And they bear in their bodies the marks of the Lamb of God.
哦，在他们身上都有羔羊的印记。
Mostly they bear the spirit of humility.
特别在他们身上看见这个羔羊的谦卑的灵。
That we may be presented a spotless bride when you return.
当你再来的时候，我们都是装饰整齐的心腹。
Help us to wake up.
主啊，唤醒我们。
And see the time is short.
主啊，时候真的不多了。
The Holy Spirit is wanting to prepare a bride.
哦，圣灵在这边积极的要预备心腹。
Without spot or wrinkle.
哦，没有玷污皱纹。
Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
在神的宝血下洗净了。
And transformed into His likeness.
而且被改变像他自己的形样子。
Day by day.
每一天都被改变。
We ask it for your glory, Lord, according to your will.
主啊，照着你的旨意，为着你的荣耀，我们这样子祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 神祝福每一位。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise Him. Come at you.
我要赞美他。
Come at you.
Come at you. 赞美耶稣。赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
哦，耶稣，赞美。
Open your mouth and praise the Lord.
哦，大大的张口，再开口赞美主，哈利路亚。哦，哈利路亚，赞美他，哈利路亚。哦，我们来赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚。主啊，我们敬拜你。哦，我们敬拜你，主啊。主啊，我们爱你。
I love you. Seal the work with your presence.
哦，主啊，以你的同在。哦，主，把你做的在我们里面持守。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
đúng rồi.
Hallelujah. When the sun sets free, it's free indeed.
当神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
He promised to fill the hungry with good things.
主啊，你应许叫饥饿的得饱美食。
We're hungry for more of you.
主啊，我们饥饿了。
Thank you for the victory you won.
哦，谢谢你为我们赢得的胜利。
Make us all to be a partaker.
哦，我们都要来得。Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister Martha?
Yes.
This is Emma. Pastor Cha wants us to announce something. Can I say it now?
Sure.
各位弟兄姐妹平安，周牧师要我在聚会上课完后提醒大家，明天主日北京时间晚上8点我们有生命交流会。因为复活节的关系，我们会有领圣餐的聚会。欢迎和睦的弟兄姐妹参加，也各课室请自己自行准备饼和杯。如果你不方便到课室参加播饼聚会，你也可以在自己的家为自己预备饼和杯，上个人上线跟我们一起领圣餐。那个我有在那个留言的地方贴密码。欢迎大家来参加。
Sister Emma, will you help me? I want to close with this song, I Surrender All, but I don't know it in Chinese, so I'll sing in English and you sing, help me sing in Chinese. I surrender all, I surrender. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Go ahead.
Yes, my own sin.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, my own sin. Oh, sin, I bless.将归交主，全所有奉献。 Thank you, thank you. That's what we want to do. We want to surrender all to Jesus.
我要以这首歌来结束这个聚会，就是完全的降服给耶稣。
As we surrender, He fills us with Himself.
当我们降服了，耶稣就用他自己来充满。
A blessed resurrection to you.
有一个非常蒙福的复活节。
Goodbye.
再见。